Hello everyone. In episode 13 of August Wisdom, we are going to talk about how the world is evolving forward, how this is the fundamental nature of the world and of life itself. This is a Deep Psychology podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide Deep Psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. So just to remind you that in August, I'm doing 31 episodes in 31 days at 8 p.m. UK time, 7 p.m. Central European time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure to keep coming back day after day at that time to get the latest episode. And each one is just 10, 15 minutes covering a really juicy piece of wisdom that I've picked up over the years and that just really helps me make sense of life, make sense of myself. And I think it's just gold for anyone who wants to live as fulfilling a life as possible. So today we're going to talk about how the world is evolving forward. And I'm going to present sort of a perspective, a higher perspective on the world and society and humans, the human species, essentially. So what is this essential perspective that I want to kind of present to you and I want you to kind of soak in today? It is that, in essence, the world and life are in evolution and they are going forward. The way to think of this is like the stock market. The stock market has ups and downs, sometimes terrible downs, sometimes dizzying highs. But overall, it goes up, and it goes up steadily over time. You know, if you look at things, if you look at the stock market over time, it is a steady increase, okay? So you can think of the world and human life in this way. Over time, things are slowly improving. That is how things are, right? And this isn't just technological evolution, right? It's in all areas possible. Every single area of human life and really life itself is moving forward. It is in development, it is in evolution, ever more complex and ever more loving and ever more true and ever more beautiful things are always being created over the long run, okay? Now, this goes against our usual operating system, right? Because there's always things that scare us. There's always things happening that scare us in the world. Right now, it's, you know, the AI revolution, which is really stirring things up at the moment, and it's causing a lot of consternation for us. Or it's Donald Trump, or it's Putin, or it's the Middle East, or it's whatever. There's always something that in the short term scares us, and it makes us think that the world is heading backwards, right? And funnily enough, this is what we tend to see on the news. We see these short-term things that are happening that are seemingly taking us back the way. And I don't want to deny that these things are real, because they are real. We can't deny Donald Trump. We can't deny Vladimir Putin. We can't deny the Middle East. We can't deny that AI is going to change society and human culture in ways that we can't imagine yet, and it's a scary thought, right? But see, these short-term trends and events are distractions, because when you look at pretty much any area of human life, you will see evolution over time, right? Whether that's technology, or it's war, or it's politics, or it's our moral development, or it's how we treat women, how we treat people with different sexual preferences, whether it's our economy, whether it's how society organizes itself as a whole, etc., and on, our health system, our lifespan, you know, our physical health. If you look at all of these things, you will find that over time they are getting better, right? Now, something that Yuval Noah Harari said, he's the author of Sapiens, world-renowned book, Sapiens. One thing that he showed me as a big picture lesson is that it takes a certain amount of zooming out to see this evolution, right? If you just look over a 50-year period, sometimes the evolution won't be very clear, and sometimes it will appear that we're moving back the way. For example, you could look at, say, the advent of mobile phones, and you could say, well, on one hand, you know, we zoom out 20 years and or 25, 30 years, and we think about how the world was before mobile phones, and in some way it was bad. It was worse, but in some ways it was a lot better without mobile phones, and now people are addicted and we don't know what to do with ourselves without our phones, and it's getting worse and all the rest of it. Right. That's sure, right? But if you zoom out on, say, communication as a whole, you realize that, say, 100 years ago, what did they have? Well, most people had to communicate through letter. There wasn't even many telephones around at that time. The telephone existed, but it wasn't as widespread as it was now. People didn't have email. People didn't have social media. People didn't have mobile phones at all 100 years ago, let alone smartphones, right? And if you look 200 years ago, well, it just gets even more extreme. And then 1,000 years ago, even more extreme than that, right? So over time, say, and with communications, we see a clear increase in what we're able to do and how instantly we're able to communicate. And I'm just talking about everyday communication that we all use. I'm not talking about all the many forms of it. So it might take zooming out 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years to see evolution. But if you zoom out far enough, you will see it in all fields of human life. This is actually one of the founding principles of integral theory, which is Ken Wilber's work, which I'm deeply inspired by. And this is it. This is what he says, that in all areas we are advancing. It's just that there are short-term reverses and obstacles, and there can be big drops back downwards. But overall, things get better and things improve. And I just want you to kind of absorb in that perspective. It might seem like a strange perspective if you've never heard of it before, but this is what we're discovering. There's evidence for this in all spheres of life. And I just want you to feel kind of the relief of knowing that things are getting better. We're not fucked up. We're not going backwards. We're not going to hell in a handbasket. We're actually improving. Overall, all the time. It is built into the system. It is built into human life. And everything that we criticize and that we get scared by is actually a result of our own development. Climate change, for example. You might be horrified by the phenomenon of climate change, right? And I'm not denying climate change. However, what I'd say about that is that 50 years ago, or possibly 100 years ago, if not 50, no one was talking about climate change, and people were polluting much more widely than they are now, especially per head of capita, right? It is actually a moral development. It's a developmental move to that climate change is actually a concern for us. And you can also see the problem as the generator of a new solution. Right, climate change is a big problem, but what's the solution? We create green energy, we create perhaps carbon zero energy on a wide scale, we maybe we'll reach the stage where we can create endless energy because of climate change with zero, with no negative effects for the environment, for example, right? So when you work on the premise that everything is improving and getting better and things are always advancing on top of one another, it changes your entire perspective on life And it changes your entire perspective on yourself as well. You are also this evolving creature, this evolving person who has been evolving since birth. And yes, we go through struggles, and yes, we go through times where we feel like we're going backwards and we're in a rut. But fundamentally, the evolutionary drive is within us, not just biological, but in all spheres. Psychological, moral, kinesthetic, social, cognitive, all areas of human development, the evolutionary drive is within us. It's such a relief to see things like this and to trust that things are getting better over time and not to get sucked into the vortex of everyone else, basically, because this is also part of our development, is having a negativity bias, right? The world has a strong negativity bias. And when you're able to see beyond that and to see that for what it is, it's just so freeing. Just before we end, I just want to say that you might be thinking, well, this sounds like just like wishful thinking, Ross. This isn't wishful thinking. This view itself is actually a phenomenon of evolution. There is a stage of development we reach where we go out of fear orientation, which is basically seeing everything as negative and as going to hell in one sense, to basically a love orientation, where we see things as good as they are, as how they should be, even if they're not perfect, whatever perfect means, and we act according to that. So this is not just wishful thinking on my part. And if you look, just look at any area of human life, you will find this evolution. If you just look for it, if you're have a broad view, you don't get caught up in the short-term movements of things, and you look at things from a broad perspective, you will see it. So if you're skeptical, I ask you to go out and put this view to work. Put it to the test. If you don't believe me, put it to the test and just see. I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm asking you to take this on as a view and see what happens and see if you can't find evidence and feel into what it means to see the world like this. All right, that's all for episode 13 of August Wisdom. Remember, the world is always evolving forward over the long term in all dimensions. Thanks a lot for joining me, and I really look forward to joining you tomorrow for the next installment of this series. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.